This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live on-air call-in radio station where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Just leave your potty mouth at home.
Indeed, please do. Also in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, and joining me,
Richie Rich.
And we're going to shift gears a little bit. You might enjoy this one.
Okay.
You might not, I don't know.
We'll see.
As some of our listeners may know, I make parody songs.
I have listened to some of your parody songs.
What's a parody song, you might ask? Well, it's think of Weird Al and Eat It instead of Beat It, right? He takes an existing song, he rewrites some words to make it funny, to be satire of either the song itself or some popular social topic.
Taco Grande is up there in my top five, Weird Al.
Or both.
Oh, or Yoda.
I really am a fan of Amish Paradise.
That too?
I
think that may have been my introduction to Weird Al
youth,
and then I went back and...
Oh, no, I'm old school Weird Al. I first heard Weird Al on the Dr. Demento show on the Westward One radio network on Sunday nights when I was, I don't know, I had to be 82 or something like that. I was 10 or 11 years old.
Okay.
And it was just Weird Al in the studio. The whole show was dedicated to Weird Al. And he did, with his accordion, he performed Another One Rides the Bus. Or they played, I don't know, however it was recorded. But I first heard Another One Rides the Bus, and it was just Weird Al and his accordion.
Yes.
Right? Spoofing Queen's Another One Bites the Dust. And that was my introduction to him. And so, yeah. So anyway, before I was into music, like I played, you know, guitar and heavy metal bands and stuff like that. Before I was into, like, you know, that type of music, I was into Dr. Demento, man, and parody songs and funny music and things that made people laugh. So I've continued with that, and I keep making parody songs. And, of course, my freedom-oriented personality has, you know, surfaced more and more the older I get. And, you know, having moved here, I'm around more freedom-oriented people. So these topics are a little more keen for me. No pun intended.
Buzzing.
Now, all that being said, I'm a fan of other parodies as well. Bob Rivers is one of my favorite parody artists. He's very famous. He was a DJ as well, you know, talk show guy, or morning guy, I think. And then he's still doing a podcast somewhere. He does some great parodies. This from travelandleisure.com. Alaska Airlines parodies 1980s song Safety Dance for hilariously amazing music video.
I can see that. Safety is very important on an airline.
Now, this is bad news.
Okay.
I have reviewed this video, and I'm not going to subject our listeners to the horrific, really lack of creativity that was put into this thing. However, I think people should be aware of this because they're using parody as propaganda here. In my opinion.
Okay.
And the subtitle is, "We'll Never Forget Our Masks Again." While many airlines have incorporated new speeches about COVID-19 protocol into their pre-flight safety announcements, Alaska Airlines released a fun music video complete with a catchy tune. Again, I disagree with the opinion that this is fun.
Well, it's a catchy tune, though.
It is a catchy tune.
Safety Dance is fun.
It's actually, it's so catchy that I actually parodied this very song years ago.
Well, it's an old song.
For me, years ago, 7 years ago, so 2013 or something, 2014 maybe. I'm not sure, but it's been years. It's been at least half a decade since I did. And it's called S Your Pants, but it's not the word S. It rhymes with hit. But, yes, I did S Your Pants because, well, I'm a free speech advocate, and I think that there shouldn't be any limits on free speech. Now, obviously, I don't have that ability here on this show, but in my parody music, I will definitely cuss. I will definitely talk about things that wouldn't be allowed on the radio. I'll use language that
the beauty of the internet.
The beauty of the internet.
Say what you want, publish it how you want.
So this is especially horrifying to me since I parodied this song, and my song is freaking funny.
Okay.
It really is. If you haven't heard it, go over to LordKickAss.com and just scroll down until you find the picture. It's actually a picture of a pair of pants on the ground where, you know, it's also got the brown stuff in it.
It's been soiled.
It's been soiled, yes, freshly soiled. So anyway, parodying the 1982 song Safety Dance by Men Without Hats, this American Airlines video released Sunday was complete with dancing flight attendants, an enthusiastic keytar player. By the way, I hate the keytar. Right, the keytar is just a keyboard that kind of looks like a guitar, and it goes over you with like a strap.
That thing's cool looking.
Really? Okay.
Totally rad, man.
And clever lyrics like, "Well, your friends don't mask, and why they don't mask? Well, they won't fly this airline." Which, by the way, is one too many syllables for that particular song. So
it's okay.
They've already ruined the syllabic integrity of the lyrics to this song. The video also featured the airline's notable yellow cards that pose as warnings for customers not wearing their mask. So American Airlines is apparently shaming their customers when they purchase an airline ticket and they're on the plane and not wearing their mask by handing them a yellow card.
So let's talk about this again for a minute in, as it relates to the market.
Okay.
Most of the, I don't know of any airlines that is not doing this.
Right.
In some form or fashion where you have to, in order to fly, you have to mask up. So with the regulations coming down, for whatever reason they're doing it, if it's the government regulations or they're just all volunteering to do it, there, it doesn't matter if you're their customer or not, because if you need to fly for whatever reason, or you that's your chosen mode of transportation,
mm-hmm.
you have no option to go to like this airline with less restrictions. Right? You're trapped by all the airlines unless you find a different mode of travel.
The caveat there is, of course, if you're wealthy enough to be able to charter a private jet.
Yeah.
Or even own one yourself.
Well, I said earlier, right? More wealth, more liberty.
Right.
Like if that's the way to go.
Circling back to that conversation, sure. If you do have enough money, you can bypass all that crap, get on a private jet, and go wherever the hell you want.
Yeah.
But more to the point here, not only is this a poor parody, it's not hilarious at all, but they're literally out front shaming customers with these yellow cards. I mean, does this sound like the Scarlet Letter to you?
Absolutely. Well, not only that, they're shaming customers to get them to wear the masks, but I don't think that other customers care too much, right? Like, the people who are wearing the mask, the vast majority of people who are pro-mask, like this behavior, right? Well, they want to see people.
But they're already wearing the masks. So this video,
again, me wearing a mask helps you, Captain. If you wear a mask, that you have to wear the mask for me to be safe.
Yeah. I don't wear the mask to keep you safe from tyranny.
I appreciate that. But the people wearing the mask on the airline, right? They're ready to be infected because the one dude not wearing a mask, right? That guy's going to get them infected even though they have a mask on.
But
so they have to be shamed.
My point here is everybody's masking already when they fly. There is no reason for this video.
Well, but if they're handing out yellow cards, they're not. People are pulling their masks down or taking them off at inconvenient times.
If the idea was a good idea, you wouldn't need to advertise for it.
True.
Right? This is straight-up mask propaganda.
I don't know if I said true, but I kind of want to take that back, because there's a lot of good ideas and good products that don't get to market because people don't advertise. Like, advertising is important no matter how good or bad your idea is. You got to get people to notice things.
All right, I'm just going to do this here. This might be loud.
Uh-oh.
This is the song. There's the horrible keytar.
We can fly where you want.
Everybody's masked, too.
Leave your house behind.
Of course.
But if your friends don't mask, then why don't they mask? Well, they won't fly, this airline.
There's the yellow cards.
You can fly if you want to, because we do safety right. We have air that's clean and disinfectant, machines zapping germs like an arcade space fun. And we dance to
the dance.
Everybody water some hands.
This is so lame.
Do the dance, we're always wearing a mask. Do the dance.
No, seriously.
totally not funny.
See, again, but they're getting, the message out
not
there
funny.
To people who already want to wear the masks. They're saying that if you fly with us, this is for the mask wearers.
Well, guess what? I'm not flying Alaska Airlines ever again.
You're not flying anywhere ever again because every place is doing it.
You don't know. I might have a private jet outside.
Oh, my goodness. If that happens, it bite me.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, you could call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything we've been talking about, anything we've talked about in the past, or anything you would like to bring up. In the studio tonight, it is I, your host, Captain Kickass, and joining me,
Richie Rich.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? I can't think of anywhere better, really. Independence Day, I mean, who's more independent than us, really? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. Come party with the captain. Are you coming this year?
Maybe. We'll see. Okay. I'm going to have some vacation time, probably, that nice. I didn't use.
Awesome. So we've been talking about this bit from travelandleisure.com. Leisure, I guess, if you want to be hoity about it. Travelandleisure.com.
I don't know if my jaw can stick out that far.
Yes, love it. I get that from Mr. Howell on Gilligan's Island. Love it. Bring me another cocktail. Anyway, Alaska Airlines has parodied the 1980s song Safety Dance for a not hilarious nor amazing music video that serves as mask-wearing propaganda, in my opinion.
But geared towards people who already are craving that mask propaganda, though.
Oh, yeah. If you love the masks and you're all about the masks and you want masks for everybody to be mandated and forced upon everybody, this video is for you. But even so, it's still not hilarious.
Sure.
It's not funny at all, actually. In fact, it's not even tongue-in-cheek funny. It's not even so bad you can laugh at it.
No, because it's meant to be serious. It's targeted those who enjoy the mask.
It's wallowing in mediocrity is what it's doing. So we talked about the video featuring the airline's notable yellow cards. So if you're a bad boy or a bad girl or a bad kid or a bad whatever, and you get out of line while flying their airline, they shall issue you a yellow card, as if you were some sort of a sports person in a soccer match.
Yeah. Or a pride fighter.
I'm sorry, football.
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 Pride used to give out yellow cards for inactivity in a fight. That was always a good thing.
Beat
him up already.
This music video, shot in the airline's Boeing cabin trainer and the Alaska maintenance hangar in Seattle, Washington, was directed by Warren Fu, who
makes
is...
Makes you proud to be from Seattle.
Well, I'm not actually from there. I did spend 22 years there, but... was directed by Warren Fu, who has worked with artists like Dua Lipa, I don't know who that is, The Weeknd, I don't know who that is, and Daft Punk, I've heard that name, and choreographed by Anna Matuszewski, there we go, known for her work with Macklemore. The Alaska Airlines employees who appear in the video that could contribute to the lameness of the video, that they used actual Alaska Airlines employees.
It makes it more real.
They were selected based on leader nominations and their ability and willingness to dance.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to do it, it seems like an appropriate way. You have to be willing and able.
Others were from the Alaska Flight Attendant Drill Team.
That's a weird thing.
What in the ever-loving F is a Flight Attendant Drill Team?
Seatbelts, good, now.
Oh, my gosh.
Front exit, back exit, go.
It reminds me of that movie Stripes.
Okay.
That's a fat jack! Something along those lines. They were required to learn choreography at home, so unpaid work. Alaska Airlines engaging in unpaid work.
It might be, well, you don't know that it's unpaid. It just had to be done at home because you can't gather more than six people in a room at the same time.
All right. Don't help me vilify these guys at all.
Okay. I'm trying to be truthful to the facts, man.
They were required to learn the choreography at home and then spend 8 hours in a rehearsal the day before filming to ensure they had all the moves right. From the director to the choreography, the cameras, the music, makeup and hair artist, and so on, it was like being on the set of a movie, Natalie, a Horizon Air flight attendant who starred in the video, said in an airline blog post. Every day was filled with excitement and anticipation.
How many days did this take?
It was very professional, well organized, and definitely on my top 10 things in life that I have been a part of.
And after filming, they all had to quarantine for 2 weeks because nobody knows who got what while they were all together.
First of all, you're an airline flight attendant. You get to travel all around the world.
Gallivanting, maybe, even.
Possibly even gallivant a little bit, like somebody we know. Somebody who's not here today on a Sunday. Not talking about you either, Lee. But if, you know, being in this lame, not funny parody music video is in the top 10 things in life that you've been a part of, I think you should be a part of some more things.
Maybe, but you got to. Although they travel around the world, right? It's still a job, right? You land, you go to a hotel.
It's not just an adventure; it's a job. I understand.
And so, I've never been a part of a music video. So maybe, you know, if I were offered the chance,
oh man, we're gonna change that.
Okay, we could totally change it.
I need to start making some music videos.
But if we did that, it may be, you know, a top thing that I've done. Is, you know,
we'll get Richie Rich in a music video for a parody that's actually freaking funny.
Yeah, where I don't have to poop my pants.
No, you won't have to.
Okay,
yeah. In response to the pandemic, Alaska Airlines has enhanced cleaning between flights and now requires passengers to complete a health agreement before they board their aircraft. So,
I want to know what's in that agreement. I agree to be healthy.
Do you think that they subject people to this song while they're like waiting for their flight or while they're filling out the health agreement? Or
maybe.
You know, because that would be horrible if they do.
I think it was Virgin Airlines that had like a music video for the safety briefing. So this might go in with that.
Oh, God.
Well, but you say, oh, God, but it was different, right? It wasn't. It got people's attention because it wasn't the standard, look to your flight attendant, watch them click the things, know where the exits are. You know, so it was more hip. And so Alaska might be trying to go that route during the safety briefing about how to be safe in the airlines and be safe with the COVID on the airlines.
Maybe I could make history and re-parody this song. So my first attempt was the S your pants one. Maybe I could turn this into the slavey dance.
You would have to parody this parody.
It's the slavey dance. It's the slavey dance, yeah. Do the slavey dance. 603-283-6160. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the drain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just quick. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police say a U.S. service member shot people at random inside a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois last night.
The shooter was still in the building No officers fired their weapons that we know of at this point.
As Rockford's police chief Dan O'Shea, police identified the shooter today as 37-year-old Duke Webb. He's charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Three people were killed and three others wounded. There is no word on the motive. Webb is from Florida and was on active duty in the U.S. Army. He's being held in the Winnebago County Jail without bond and is scheduled to make his first court appearance on Monday. 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner, who's said to be paranoid with 5G technology, has been named a person of interest in the bombing in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. Federal agents have raided a home tied to Warner. This is USA Radio News. Early action in Week 16 of the NFL saw the Chiefs avoid a scare against the Falcons, winning 17-14. Kansas City is now 14-1 on the season. The Ravens down the Giants 27-13 for their 10th win. The Bears take it to the Jaguars 41-17. The Bengals wrangle the Texans 37-31. The Jets beat the Browns 23-16. And the Steelers come from behind in the fourth quarter to get past the Colts 28-24 for their 12th win. The Titans beat the Packers in Green Bay on Sunday Night Football. The Clippers without Kawhi Leonard get blown out in the first half by the Mavericks. LA scored just 27 points in the first half, and Dallas poured it on, leading 77-27 at intermission. Leonard is missing today's game after getting elbowed in the mouth on Friday by teammate Serge Ibaka and getting stitches. Australian golf legend Greg Norman is back at home. He was admitted to a hospital in Florida on Christmas Day with COVID-19 symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Time into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Make fun of me because I'm counting, Richie Rich.
Because you were looking at your hands when you were counting.
I'm using my fingers.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, and six. I was counting to six on my fingers.
Had I known you were counting syllables for another parody project of yours, I would have.
I was just lamenting that Safety and Slavey have the same amount of not only letters but syllables, so that the parody of Slavey Dance would be viable.
All right.
Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. You've tuned into the right place. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're well into the third hour already. Time sure is fun when you're having flies, said the frog. But it's also fun. Thanks for being here tonight, Richie Rich. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And thanks to Peakless Mountaineer for his call-in despite his absence.
Ooh, call-out.
Oh, snap. At any rate, so shifting gears, I have not had an opportunity to talk about the what they're calling the COVID stimulus bill.
All $600 of it, and be glad to get it, too.
Yeah, so I don't know where these people get these numbers from, right? So they give people $1,200 the first time, and now they're going to give them half. Like,
yeah. Well, part of the outrage was like they said that $600 was too little, right? When it was Donald Trump, they're like, we got to give them more.
Yeah,
and then now they're like, well, $600. You guys should be grateful to get the $600. The people on the left.
Well, I heard somebody say that, you know, $600 in like 1930 or something was about $5,000 today. So, of course, Congress thinks that that's an adequate amount of money.
Sure. For them, because they have no concept of what wealth and value.
Now, this bill shouldn't exist. There should be no stimulus package. The only stimulus package, in my opinion, that needs to exist is to lift all of the frickin' lockdowns. That's it. Let everybody open their businesses. Let people hire again. Let people go out and do stuff.
But there are people that are now gotten complacent during the lockdowns and expect to have handouts from the state.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't want to go back to work, Captain. I want an extra $600 for sitting at home.
Yeah, I know. It's the $600 or $1,200 or $2,000, whatever the number is going to be that they give out to, like, the regular people. That's just hush money for you to shut the hell up about what's in the rest of the frickin' bill.
Part of it, yeah, because they got to get everything else through.
The rest of the bill is the most of the bill, right? The checks going to people, individuals, is a very small portion.
The billions going to Sudan and Israel and whatever.
Yeah. The fact that there is a stimulus bill is abhorrent to me. It shouldn't exist.
I saw an excellent comparison. It was Rand Paul and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Right, and both
Alexandria Ocrazio Cortez.
Okay,
sorry,
Ocrazio.
Yeah. Ocrazio.
And they were both lamenting that the bill came up short notice, over 5,000 pages to the bill.
Yeah.
No senator or representative could possibly read this in the amount of time they had to vote on it.
Yeah.
Rand Paul voted no, and Alexandria Ocrazio Cortez voted yes. So. Both of them weren't able to read it in its entirety.
Yep.
One said, you know what, I can't read it, so we're not going to pass it. And the other one said, yes. So nice little comparison there on how those people view these actions.
Who the heck's writing these things?
Lobbyist.
How do you know?
I don't. I presume.
I don't either. That's the real question. How come there's no reporting on who's writing this crap?
Because it's preposterous to think that senators or House of Representative members or whatever are, like, writing the actual bills. They don't write it. They have people that write it for them.
Who's supposed to write them?
Well, of course, they are supposed to write them.
Hmm.
But when you have people...
So they're not doing their jobs.
Have they ever?
Well, no, they haven't.
Their job is to vote and get you your money, Captain.
This from ActivistPost.com by Derek Bros. 5 outrageous items snuck, quote-unquote, into the COVID stimulus bill.
Because if you weren't paying attention, right, this gets through.
The U.S. Congress has approved the largest spending bill ever, disguised as COVID-19 stimulus bill, the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021. It's an act, all right. Has been promoted by politicians and mainstream media as a government effort to provide the people with relief from the ravages of COVID-19 and government-enforced lockdowns. Unfortunately, the people have once again been shafted.
They have not been shafted. They're getting their $600.
Even mainstream propaganda outlet The Washington Post noted the presence of tax breaks for lobbyists. These measures added on to the broader spending bill are known as tax extenders, tax breaks targeted at specific, sometimes niche industries, and routinely extending these temporary measures has become something of a year-end tradition. Despite loud complaints from some lawmakers who allege the votes largely benefit special interest groups who stand to gain financially from the outcome.
I don't know if I talk about this here, but one of the things that I question when these type of bills come up, and I haven't gotten a sufficient answer, whatever happened to the line item veto? Is that not a thing anymore? Right?
When I read this stuff and they talk about how many pages and they didn't have time to read it or whatever, I remember a former president, before he was elected, during his campaign, promising that any bill that was brought before him would be posted online, and folks would have, 10 days or something to read it before it was voted upon. And that, of course, was a campaign promise that was never fulfilled.
Of course not.
And, of course, still not instituted.
But still, 5,000 pages in 10 days is still a lot of reading to devote your entire time to.
Yeah. This is just another illustration of the unreasonableness of the institution known as government, the thieves, the liars, the crooks, the goons, whatever you want to call them, these individuals of ill repute continually shafting you.
Yeah. But my question still stands, though. Like, I thought, when I grew up, you know, in history class or government class or whatever, like that was the thing, right? The executive has the ability to cross out things from the bill that he doesn't like and pass the rest of it. Like, I'm not, I don't need to veto the whole bill.
Right.
You can still get your $600 check, but this spending part, this part right here, this law, poof, gone. And I don't think I've heard that term in years or seen it exercised in as many.
I'm going to skip over a bunch of this sort of editorial stuff and get right into sort of the meat of this thing. Here are five more ways the stimulus bill is screwing over the American people and serving the will of the corporate state. Number one, billions to foreign nations. While Americans scrape by, the U.S. government is preparing to give billions to foreign nations, including Egypt, Sudan, Ukraine, Israel, Burma, Pakistan, and Cambodia.
So can I just say again that I don't know how much that matters in the grand scheme of things.
Well, if they're positioning this as a relief bill for the people of the United States of America.
Understood.
Why are they giving billions to foreign nations?
Understood. In comparison, it looks bad, right? But if these billions just get ticked on to that national debt number, right, that doesn't matter, no one cares about, has no impact on, you know, the average person, then if they're saying, like, well, you could have gotten $1,200 or $2,000 if we hadn't given away this money.
Right, so why not give everybody $50,000?
Well, they absolutely could if all they're going to do is borrow it as far as debt and then peg it to the national debt.
Yeah.
There's no reason why they couldn't do both.
Why not just issue everybody $35 billion?
Again.
Everyone on planet Earth.
They absolutely could. It would wreak economic havoc, and we know that.
And there within lies the problem.
Well, for us, yes, but for them, they obviously don't care about economic havoc, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't do this stimulus anyway. They wouldn't give away billions of dollars to foreign countries. They wouldn't give out bonus checks to unemployed people.
Item number two, combating vaccine, quote, misinformation, unquote. Section 313 of the bill public awareness campaign on the importance of vaccination calls on the director of the CDC to award grants and contracts for, quote, public or private entities for a national evidence-based campaign to increase awareness and knowledge of the safety and effectiveness of vaccines.
Ah, so paying for the results in advance.
Propaganda is what this sounds like to me. It sounds like a whole bunch of money for government propaganda. 603-283-6160 is our number. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live on-air call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want. We'll get to your calls in just a moment, but first, I wanted to take a minute to say thank you to Carl with a K, K-A-R-L. He is a platinum level amplifier. And that means he contributes to help get this show on more radio stations. If you want to know how you can help get this show on more radio stations, please head over to amp.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more if you do. There's different levels, and you get little different perks for your contributions, special things and emails and that type of thing.
Platinum level amplifier.
But yeah, Carl's a platinum level amplifier, and we thank him for his contributions. The money does go exclusively to get this radio station on this radio station, get this radio program on more radio stations. So we're currently on something like 185, 190, something like that. We could be on 200. We could be on 250. It's all up to you. Visit amp.freetalklive.com and consider becoming an amplifier. Thank you again, Carl. We appreciate you.
If you're in the market for freedom and liberty.
So because it is Free Talk Live, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Gene calling from Kentucky. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I've been reading the Dear Santa's letters that were published in a local little small town here in Kentucky, and it, some of them is kind of sad because there's so much trauma they're doing to children, you know, with the mask situation and all that.
Yep.
And this one says, you know, somebody wants something about the llama games and all that. Then they said, I hope you're wearing your mask, and I hope you and Mrs. Claus are fine. Another one is, let's see here. I have a circle. Okay. Dear Santa, hi again. I hope you are on the good, hope I am on the good list this year. It's been a crazy year. It's not too crazy that you can't visit. Hope it's not too crazy you can't visit. I haven't been able to see my friends at school. My name is Adrian. One for Christmas is a hoverboard. I would like for my family to be healthy and happy. and this COVID could go away so we can have family here, family time. Another one, I hope you are doing well and you are not sick. My mom said you have magic to keep you from getting sick.
Well, there was some propaganda that said he got inoculated.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that on the Fauci guy was supposed to inoculate Santa. It's crazy. On the,
yeah. And that he got special permission to fly over from the TSA.
He didn't want to go back to school.
Santa had to get permission from the TSA.
Well, they granted it to him, so he didn't have to worry about going to the checkpoints.
Yeah. I hope you had a great year this year due to coronavirus. We have been doing school at home and stay indoors a lot. Now, isn't that something? These people ought to be, this is child abuse.
I agree. You know, I at agree, least mental abuse.
Do? Yeah, but what do you do?
I don't
know. This is the weird thing with children is it's not yours to do anything with, and you kind of have to defer to the parents, even if you disagree.
I know.
Otherwise, you're kidnapping.
These little kids are walking around in Walmarts with masks on.
I mean, I have a problem.
A mask card.
I have a problem anyway with people lying to their kids about Santa Claus. Now, most people don't.
Well,
most people think, it's harmless, it's no big deal, but it's not because you're taking the adults that the children look up to, who give them, you know, their sustenance, right? They depend on them for protection, right? They are really the only closest thing to real authority that a child's going to have in their life, and then you straight lie to them, and then either they find out from somebody else that you've been lying to them, and it sort of rips their heart out, you know, or they find out from the parent.
Many years, you know, the magic's there or whatever, but that's years ago.
I'm okay with the magic aspect of it.
Yeah. But I've got a message board out front. The first time I had on Ernie Hancock saying the Face of Liberty wears no mask, I bought a used big message board, you know, like 4x6, got the changeable letters.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put, okay, I changed it out, and I had to do not comply, enough of war, tyrants, mask, 6-foot distance. Now I'm changing it now because it's been out for a while. Now I've got vaccinehoax.com, do not comply, enough is enough, something like that. I've got that I haven't finished doing yet.
That's awesome, Dean. I just want to say, oftentimes when people call in, they ask the question, what can you do? You have actually done something. You've gone out and got a sign with the interchangeable letters, and you're putting up different messages every day. That's something tangible that you can do. That's awesome.
I keep it up there for a while.
And if you see that kid in the grocery store, just kneel down and tell him that mask doesn't help you, buddy.
I want to say so much to people, but I have to keep my mouth shut. And I don't wear a mask myself.
I don't know if you do at this point.
I don't think my husband wears a mask. I get so mad at him.
Yeah. I don't think you have to bite your tongue at this point. You're allowed to talk to adults. You're allowed to talk to children.
Do you?
Yeah, and another thing is my husband had his friend come down several times to the lake, the other house, and he wanted him to get tested for coronavirus. I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Asking your best friend, so you've known for 50 or 60 years, to get tested because he goes to bars once in a while. You know?
Some people live in fear.
Two times he hasn't gone get tested. Crazy.
Yeah.
My husband believes he's TV watching. He believes in all this junk. I don't believe any of it. I listen to nothing but internet radio.
Do you go out in public without the mask, Gene?
Heck yeah.
Nice. When you see other people.
I'm 71 years old. I'm not scared of this junk.
Nice. When you see other people without a mask, do you say something to them? Do you say hello?
A few times I had saw this couple coming out of Lowe's, and they both had those shields on, and I looked and I said, what? And they thought I was compliment. I said, no, it's stupid. and then I fussed at the people at the optometrist's office. They wanted me to put a mask on while I was leaving my paperwork. I said, I'm not doing all that. And I just yelled and screamed at them, and then I sit out in the little lobby part. Oh, I thought they didn't tell the other doctor. I was just so mad. And then I went out in the parking lot. There was a lady sitting out there. I said, do you believe all this crap? She said, yeah, I'm a nurse. I said, well, you're crazy, too, you know.
Well, Gene, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for doing the things you do. We do appreciate you. That is something tangible that a 71-year-old lady can do, right? She could put out a sign that she could change the message of the day to whatever she wants.
Sure.
A huge round of applause for Gene. I would press an applause button, but I don't have one.
I got you, Captain.
Thanks, man. I don't have one queued up and ready on an actual soundboard here, so. Moving right along, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I just heard you discuss masks on children as a form of child abuse, agreeing that it was a form of child abuse. That would be on a macro level, and people are apparently interested in not for that or against that. And so maybe they'd be interested in child abuse on a micro level. And for finishing what I started yesterday.
Wait. You can't just lead in like that and not tell us what child abuse on a micro level would be. Oh, you're about to.
I'm about to,
okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So for instance, on a micro level, does felony 3 aggravated battery against a household member, strangulation or suffocation, count 2 criminal sexual contact misdemeanor, count 3 battery household member misdemeanor, count 4 petty misdemeanor battery, count 5 petty misdemeanor assault, unlawful acts, threats or conduct. And so these are 5 counts, one of them a felony, and reading from a public court record, this is defendant Kurt Elich, E-L-I-C-H, in New Mexico.
No, that sounds like child abuse, though.
So the family court is funny about this kind of thing. Go ahead, David.
Two of the counts are against my son. Okay. My son was assaulted and battered. It says it right here in this charge and in the indictments that I read previously on your radio station.
And just for our listeners who might not have tuned in yesterday, this is your ex's, you know, next man who committed these allegations against your son. Go ahead.
Right. 2 of these counts are against my son. The other 3 are against his mother. I don't really care what happens to her, except I care about my kids.
Right.
And the dude, Elich, did this in the presence of my son and my daughter. Okay? And
did it in the presence of them or did something directly to them?
Well, I already told you, he assaulted and battered my son.
Right. Okay. 2 of the counts are against his son. And family court will recognize domestic abuse in front of children as some form of abuse. So there's been precedent set for that.
Yes, there is. So that it all applies. Now, to pick up where I left off and finish, hopefully, is that what I had said is that these 2 Eliches, the one that left me that married the new Elich, they did an elaborate thing where they found 2, a neighbor and a friend, to bear false witness against me under oath to get what they wanted. And they did that, and then, ironically, in their little contest here between themselves, one is lying against the other as evidenced by intent to claim an alibi. So Mr. Elich claims...
David, we are out of time. I appreciate the call. Join us again tomorrow. We'll have more Free Talk Live. Get the archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
This is the Onion Week in Review. This week, mothers across the nation invented a new drug to worry about, confirming that the completely fictitious new substance was appearing in schoolyards across the nation and is easily created from simple household products like sugar, window cleaner, and petroleum jelly. Calling the totally made-up narcotic scramp, mothers in desperate need of something to fret over deluded themselves into constantly agonizing over the widespread drug epidemic that exists solely in their minds.
My son sits in his room for hours and hours. It must be scramp. He's a scramp head. I bet they'll figure out how to scramp with this, too.
In other news, a man confidently strides through a beaded curtain without parting it. A father takes a picture of his daughter every day from birth until he abandons his family. And the same homeless man is always begging for change on the same United flight. Stalled contract negotiations have prevented me from reviewing any more news until I receive a co-producer credit. But for more, visit theonion.com/newsbeat.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.